AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden meets virtually with China's Xi Jinping.
As I've said before, it seems to me our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States is to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict, whether intended or unintended. Just simple, straightforward competition.
Xi told Biden that the two sides need to improve communications. Earlier, Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
On a chilly South lawn, the president called it a message, both to the American people.
America's moving again, and your life is going to change for the better.
And to a bitterly divided Congress.
We can deliver real results for real people.
Though it may be one of the last bipartisan celebrations before next year's midterms. The president will hit the road this week to tout the law's benefits, saying it'll deliver jobs, clean water, faster internet, and other things. He's also hoping for a popularity boost, with his support dropping as inflation rises and the virus pandemic continues. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In closing arguments in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse for killing two men, wounding a third during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, prosecutor Thomas Binger says Rittenhouse's claim of self-defense is based on lies.
Although the defendant claimed to be protecting a business that he wasn't familiar with, the actual killings in this case had nothing to do with that. And he also spent the entire evening lying about the fact that he was an EMT.
Defense attorney Mark Richards says the prosecution put on a political trial.
The district attorney's office is marching forward with this case because they need somebody to be responsible. They need somebody to put and say, we did it. He's the person who brought terror to Kenosha.
Jury deliberations start tomorrow. This is AP News. Six teenagers wounded today in a shooting at a park near Aurora Central High School in the Denver suburb. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Authorities in Aurora, Colorado are investigating a shooting Monday that saw six teenagers ages 4 to 18 wounded at a park near Aurora Central High School.
My understanding is it was a drive-by shooting, as well as there may have been people on foot.
Chief Vanessa Wilson of Aurora Police Department. Monday's shooting followed the fatal shooting of an 18-year-old Sunday night and a report of a shooting at a mall in Aurora on Friday where police found shell casings.
Enough is enough, and I think we need to come together as a community. This is a public health crisis.
Sound courtesy of KCNC. I'm Mike Gracia.
Major League Rookies of the Year outfielder Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League and Cincinnati Reds second baseman Jonathan India in the National League. It is the first time since 1953 that the Rookie of the Year winners were both primarily leadoff hitters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.